This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spring training is happening as we speak. The Cardinals are in Jupiter, Florida. A lot of position players already there. Pitchers and catchers reported and started working out officially this week. Position players and the full team workout will happen for the first time on Monday. So we go to the guest line this morning and we bring in Mike Claiborne, Cardinals broadcaster, and he is live from spring training in Jupiter, Florida. Claibs, what's up?
It's good. It's all good. Happy Valentine's Day to all those who are deserving of such a title. And some people.
There's a little stank on that.
Some people aren't deserving of it.
What do you mean?
It's kind of like where you good enough to you good enough to be gauged in the eyes of Santa Claus and being worthy of being bestowed a nice Christmas gift.
So, Valentine's Day for you is not about whether or not you're dating someone.
It's whether or not you deserve it.
Whether or not you deserve it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, let's put it this way. Valentine's means a lot in different lights. You know, there are some people who they're good friends. Hey, you know, love you, whatever. And then there's others that, you know, that it's maybe more of a personal, intimate relationship. And then, you know, you wish all those ones who are deserving of a Valentine, in case they don't have one, let them know you're thinking about them.
Well, there you go.
Okay. I think he was taking a shot at me.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I you know what? Your name didn't come through my mind until we started talking about this.
Right. So,
and then all of a sudden, you mushroomed into the crux of the conversation.
Well,
man, this guy does nothing but mushroom.
Me?
It's annoying. Yeah.
Kind of like warts. Kind of grows on you. Okay.
That's true.
Speaking of,
can't get rid of it. Don't want to do anything about it, but it's not that harmful.
Okay.
Claibs. So,
yes, sir.
We had the news this week of Alex Bregman going to Boston. So he signs that 3-year deal, which means that Nolan Arenado likely staying with the Cardinals for at least a while. Do you still? How much of a possibility? Let's put it that way. Do you see them making some sort of deal with Arenado and another team before the season starts?
Well, you know, it's a good question. And I think when we talked about this last week, I felt like once Bregman moved, there would be some movement on behalf of Nolan. And there still may be. I just don't know. And, you know, it's kind of a two-way street. While Nolan gets to pick where he wants to play, the team that he wants to go to has to make sure that they make this deal good enough for the Cardinals to accept. you know, the Cardinals are trying to move some payroll. You know, you're going to have some teams that would say, well, you know, we'll just pay half of the salary. Well, what good is that? So the Cardinals have to make sure that they're in a position where they get something out of this as well, be it prospects, salary relief, things of that nature, in order to make the deal work. So both sides have something at stake here. And if it's not the deal for each side, then he'll be here. And, you know, that's not all bad. I mean, you know, guys won, what, 10 gold gloves? And from what I've heard, I have not seen him in the offseason, but people who have seen him said, man, he looks good. He's swinging the bat well. And so I'll take their word for it, you know, and we'll see what happens, because I'm sure if you ask him, and I'm sure he'll be asked next week, does he feel like he has something to prove, considering what a disappointment in his own eyes his season was last year?
I just hope he's in the best shape of his life, Klabes.
Well, you know what? Apparently, everybody who comes to spring training is in the best shape of their life. At least that's what they tell us.
That's true.
And I will say this. There are some people who I've seen in spring training so far. Miles Mikolas is more cut up than what we've been accustomed to seeing. He was always in great shape, but he looks a little slimmer. Jordan Walker looks like he could have easily played for the Kansas City Chiefs last Sunday. I mean, he's bulked up, and he's just still growing. And, you know, some of the other guys look like they're in pretty good shape, but I'm sure they're seeing that in virtually every spring training. I mean, you don't see guys coming to camp out of shape. You don't see guys with the rubber suit on running in the outfield. You know, they've been preparing for this day and this time of the year for quite some time. So I don't think guys play themselves into shape anymore. They're in pretty good shape already, hence the reason why when they hit the ground running, when spring training starts, you know, you move on from things that, you know, 10, 20 years ago, you would work yourself into. In case in point, you know, for the hitters that are already here, they're already facing live pitching. You know, Miles Mikolas pitched today. We had Matthew Liberatore throwing yesterday. Dakobi Rowe threw today. So, you know, and they're facing hitters. I mean, they faced a crew of catchers, you know, today and yesterday. But, you know, this wouldn't have happened 10 years ago. They would have had a day or two where they would just have a bullpen and, you know, they would ease their way into it. That's not necessarily the case anymore.
Hey, Klabes, Ollie Marmol was singing the praises of Michael McGreevy and how much he has grown and developed as a player, really has a maturity about him. What role do you see him playing in the Cardinals lineup this year, or excuse me, rotation this year, if he's going to be there at all?
Well, you know, I think he should be here. See, the Cardinals, in some cases, are at a point where you have some players that have done all they can do in Memphis, okay? I mean, they've been there, they've honed their skill, and obviously you could say, well, you know, he could use a little bit more seasoning. And my answer would be to do what? I mean, at some point he's got to face big leaguers. And I think McGreevy fits in that category. You know, he finished strong last year, late in the year, and I think everybody would agree that they kind of like what they saw. Now, is he going to throw 98 miles an hour? Nope. But he's going to be on the ground a lot, much like Andre Pallante. So if it's me, and again, it's only me. You know, Ollie is a lot smarter. He and Dusty Blake, they have tons more information than I do. I would do something. I would push him up in the rotation. I wouldn't have him be the fifth starter. I would let him be in between the first and third starters, or maybe the third and fifth starters. I'd like to move him up and just see how his stuff works. And if it doesn't work, you have options where you can either move him back or maybe you move him to the bullpen. But I think at some point, and this is the year of development for the Cardinals, you might as well see what these guys are going to be able to do when it really counts, when we really think we're going to be better today than we were yesterday. You might as well throw him in the fire and see what he's got.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So with that said, just trying to take a few steps back and look at the entire roster, and going back to Nolan Arenado, if we're trying to get younger people, guys with less experience, more experience, wouldn't it be ultimately better off if they do find another home for an Arenado so they can do precisely that?
Yeah, no doubt. I think Mo addressed it as the pink elephant in the room the other day. And, you know, Nolan Arenado hasn't done anything wrong. You know, it's not like there's bad blood or I can't wait to get out of here or anything like that. You know, I think it's a situation where, yeah, would he like to be on a team that probably on paper appears to be a more of a contender? But yeah, well, who doesn't? But also, you know, the organization is going through a transition where they'd like to reduce payroll and reinvest that money in other areas within the organization. So it's kind of like a perfect storm with regard to how this thing has come about. Now, the problem is, you know, I've been doing this for, I started 44 years on February 12th. I've never seen this before where both parties are like, yeah, okay, we can have a nice separation here. But, you know, with all that said, there's issues on Nolan Gorman. Nolan Gorman can't play third, then he's got to go to second. If he's got to go to second, then Donovan's got to go back to the outfield. Donovan goes to the outfield, and Newbar's got to contend for center field. So you see how this thing unfolds, and it really creates a logjam that I know both sides would like to address sooner than later.
Hey, Klabes, you mentioned doing this for 44 years, and in your career covering the Cardinals, who was the manager that you felt was just the most straightforward, open to conversation that you would talk to, if there is one?
I don't think, you know what, I'm going to take a turn from Tony La Russa, tied for first, because each manager I've been around, starting with Whitey, all had something, a different attribute that I was able to learn from. Their method of communication was different. Their method of teaching the game and talking the game was different. And I've been very fortunate to be around all those guys, and you walk away a little smarter. And the same applies with Ollie Marmol. I think Ollie Marmol is one of the most engaging, one of the most knowledgeable guys I've been around in a long time. There's not an answer he won't be able to give you. Now, you may agree or disagree, but he's a well-thought person with regard to how he comes back with an answer. And he'll admit, hey, sometimes I don't get it right. You know, his thing is making sure he gets it right more than he gets it wrong. But I think all of them, and I think that says something about the Cardinal tradition. Now, granted, we've had two different ownerships. You know, you had the Brewery who owned it when Whitey was there, and then the DeWitts came in, and they've owned it, you know, since Tony, when Joe Torre was here for briefly, and then they moved on from there. But they've all had this tradition of doing it, in my opinion, the right way. You know, when you look around, we haven't had that many managers over my tour of duty in the business compared to some other places where, you know, they change managers every 3 years. That hasn't been the case here. And, you know, we're talking about two guys who are in the Hall of Fame as managers. So I'm not sure there are many organizations that can say that over a 40-plus year period where they have two managers that are in baseball's Hall of Fame.
Mike Claiborne is with us in Claibs this week. Both Jeff Passan and Jason Stark, two well-respected baseball writers, had done pieces where they had spoken to executives, front office people around the game. And in both of the pieces, they essentially, and I'm paraphrasing, said that executives are kind of surprised at the way the Cardinals have operated this offseason, and they have not done more to move on from players like Arenado, for example. What do you think when you hear those comments?
Well, I think, you know, Mo touched on it at the beginning of spring training. He said, you know, normally when he meets with the media, he's talking about the additions that they made and, you know, where they feel like they're going. He said, well, this will be a shorter press conference because we didn't make many additions. And, you know, we just want to see what we have. And it's different. It's the most unique situation I've been part of where an organization wants to call time out. And I think we need to be clear on this. They want to see more of what their younger players look like. And the one advantage that they have, whether it's Donovan or Gorman or Burleson or Herrera, players of that ilk, they've all been in the big leagues for, you know, a couple, 3 years in some cases. So they have a little bit of a head start compared to bringing everybody up from Memphis at the same time. And then we go through the growing pains of trying to understand what it's like to be in the big leagues for a full season. That's not necessarily the case here. You know, everybody we're talking about on this ball club has at least a year of experience, if not more. And the only ones who don't have, and Mason Winn is the youngest guy of that crew. And Mason Winn was maybe your best player last year. So you move on from him and you look at everyone else and you say, well, yeah, he was here last year and the year before. I think if you look at the bullpen and you look at your pitching, you can say, and we talked about McGreevy and some other guys we got a glimpse of last year, but at least they got a taste of what the big leagues is all about compared to saying, we're going to pluck this guy out of Memphis and just throw him in the fire. We watched that last year with Victor Scott, and it didn't turn out to be as successful as I'm sure Victor would like for it to have been. So, you know, you take a step back and you say, all right, give them a taste, let them know what it's like. So when they show up to spring training the following year, they'll have their feet under them more and understand what it takes to stay in the big leagues, not necessarily get to the big leagues.
Mike Claiborne, a week from tomorrow is the Cardinals' first spring training game, first spring training broadcast right here on KMOX. You'll be on it. We'll be listening, but we'll talk to you before that.
I can't wait. In the meantime, you guys, Amy, I know you'll have a great Valentine's Day and night.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, whatever. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks, pal.
It's just probably another day on the calendar for you.
Thanks, pal.
Well, like Claib said, it's to those who deserve it.
Yeah, I may not deserve it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that depends on who you're asking.
Yeah.
He doesn't have anybody to ask. That sister.
Oh, news here.
Claibs doesn't know about that.
Oh.
We'll tell you later, buddy. We have to go.
Can't wait to hear about it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Claibs.
See ya. That is Mike Claiborne with us. Yes, again, a week from tomorrow, Cardinals Marlins spring training baseball here on KMOX.